1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Matt Piper. People are remembering former First Lady Rosalynn Carter for her tenacity and advocacy. She died yesterday at age 96. Correspondent Major Garrett looks at her legacy beyond the White House.
After leaving Washington in 1981, the Carters set upon the next phase of their lives with characteristic zeal. They created the Carter Center in Atlanta, where they promoted peace and where she continued her work as an advocate for research and treatment of mental illness. She also became a prominent voice for caregivers and for women and children, and she joined her husband in the work of Habitat for Humanity. And as the world faced the deadly COVID-19 pandemic, the couple used their voices to encourage Americans to get vaccinated to help save lives.
Israel says it has proof that Hamas operates out of the Shifa Hospital in Gaza. CBS's MTS Tayeb.
The Israeli military released video, it says, is of a complex Hamas tunnel that runs below the sprawling complex, as well as footage of what it says are hostages from Israel who are of Thai and Nepali origin forced into the hospital by Hamas fighters on the morning they were captured.
Hamas is holding the elderly.
CBS News cannot independently verify the claims.
The World Health Organization says 31 premature babies have been evacuated from the hospital days after Israeli troops entered the compound. Former President Trump wants the U.S. Court of Appeals for D.C. to lift a gag order in his 2020 election interference case. Arguments are scheduled for today. Correspondent Scott McFarlane.
These are potentially pivotal arguments a few months ahead of Donald Trump's 2020 election conspiracy criminal trial here in Washington. Trump has been arguing the gag order put in place is limiting his First Amendment rights and his ability to campaign for president, saying the prosecution is political. Jack Smith, the special counsel, says Trump's comments have been prejudicial and could taint the jury.
Holiday hiring is expected to hit a 15-year low. Our Nancy Chen says big retailers are only expected to add 410,000 jobs workers this year.
Online giant Amazon stands out by adding more positions than last year. But many major companies say they're staying about the same or hiring fewer workers. Walmart hasn't announced seasonal plans at all, saying it's already fully staffed.
The International Space Station is 25 years old. Our space consultant Bill Harwood on what's next.
After the station's retired in 2030, NASA hopes private industry will fill in the gap with commercial space stations that NASA can then use as a paying customer.
Far-right candidate Javier Milei wins Argentina's presidential election, comfortably defeating Sergio Massa of the ruling Peronist Party. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform. You need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM. From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Amtrak plans to double its service from the Twin Cities through Wisconsin to Chicago. Starting next year, Amtrak will add a second daily round trip. Federal and state agencies and the railroads are working out the details. Senator Tammy Baldwin says she's pleased with the progress made in the 2 years since the bipartisan federal infrastructure law was passed. In particular, she says all lead water pipes in Wisconsin are being replaced.
We're expecting to almost double the rate at which lead pipes are removed just in the next few years. And it's an example, again, of just a win-win-win for people who turn on their faucet. They want to know that their water is safe and clean.
Baldwin says rural Wisconsin is also benefiting from new high-speed internet. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
Bucks are in the nation's capital. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks face the Wizards tonight in the Capital One Arena in Washington. Milwaukee coming off a 132-125 win over the Mavericks. Saturday night, Damian Lillard scored 27 points, Giannis with 40, and teammate Pat Connaughton connected on some three-point shots to add another 16 points despite the challenges.
Anything to win. You know, I think we got a team that is competitive. We've really grown in making sure that we're making the right basketball play.
NFL, what a day for the Packers. Three rookie defensive backs against the Chargers quarterback Justin Herbert. Jordan Love with a pair of beautiful touchdown passes. Green Bay beat L.A. 23-20 in a game that went down to the wire. Tense moments for Aaron Jones, who was carted off the field with a painful knee injury. I spoke to him at his locker.
No, it's not my ACL, so we're good there. To start the recovery process, the healing process, I got to do an MRI tomorrow, see how that goes, and go from there.
That's the Packers running back, Aaron Jones. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. High of 45 today, under cloudy skies, winds out of the east, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Chance for mixed precipitation tonight, 32. Tomorrow, high of 44. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 33.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov.
Why do we have celery? What else can you do with a Dutch oven? Where did the word kitchen even come from? The Kitchen's Open answers these kinds of questions and includes fun history facts around our favorite foods, meals, and family cuisine traditions. Our WFHR team will entertain you each week on Mondays during the 9 o'clock hour on WFHR's Morning Show with The Kitchen's Open.
Very good point. Yeah, so the Bucks were not on that. So we'll get some clarification which stations the Bucks are playing on versus the Badgers. Let you know a little bit later. I do know that tomorrow on Saturday, November 18th, for college football, the Nebraska Cornhuskers come to town, and they're going to be here in Madison, and it's a big primetime game on NBC. Big primetime game, Wisconsin taking on the Cornhuskers, and you can listen to that on those same stations, WRCE Richland Center, also WRJN in Racine, Kenosha, WFHR up in Wisconsin Rapids, and WLAK in Amory, Wisconsin. Tip off for that one tomorrow night for Badger football, 6:30. Now, look, the Badgers football team needs one more game to get bowl eligible. And so it's either got to be tomorrow night against the Cornhuskers or next week against the Flexters, better known as the Gophers, the Minnesota Golden Gophers, the PJ Flexters. I'm worried about that game, quite frankly, because PJ Fleck, as annoying as the dude is, he knows how to get his team up and excited. The guy is just, he is just a bundle of prescription drugs and energy. I'm not sure about that, but the guy, he has a lot of energy, and he knows, and he knows how to get his team riled up for the competition of the Axe.
And right now, if there's one thing the Badgers football team is missing, it is energy.
Exactly. And so I'm worried about that game up there at Minnesota coming up next week. But let's take one step at a time. Let's stay positive and hope the Wisconsin Badgers can get back on track with Nebraska tomorrow night at Camp Randall. And again, the kickoff time, 6:30. You can hear the game right here on the Civic Media Radio Network on any of our stations, including WRCE in Richland Center, WRJN Racine Kenosha, WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids, and WLAK in Amory. Or again, you can click on the Civic Media app tomorrow night and listen to it there. And NBC, boy, two Big Ten West teams that are not doing real great, and that's their primetime lineup.
So, well, it could be worse.
It could be worse.
Could be watching it on Peacock.
I want to see you, Peacock. You, Peacock.
You know what? It is on Peacock, too. But you can also get it over the air for free on NBC.
I feel like that is the better option.
Yes. Or if you have the Peacock, you can do it there as well. Also, over the weekend, on Saturday, the Bucks playing at 6 p.m. So, again, on select stations, you could get the Bucks game. And then on Sunday, November 19th, you have the Packers at home against the Los Angeles Chargers. And you can listen to that starting at 12 noon kickoff on WRCO FM 100.9 Richland Center, WRJN in Racine, Kenosha, and WCQM up in Park Falls, up in beautiful Park. Pardon me, Park Falls up in northern Wisconsin. So that's your big, lots of sports going on. That's what's going on. And hopefully maybe you're going to be out on the deer stand, right? And so that's the question I want to start off with. Wisconsin deer hunting is a family tradition for a lot of families. I think it's great. I think that the herd needs to be culled, so to speak. I myself started deer hunting years ago and then quit several years ago after the big CWD controversy. And anyway, so I'm not going to be out in the woods, but for those of you who are, perhaps you're driving to your spot right now, maybe you're listening to us, give us a deer story. Give us one of your favorite memories of going deer hunting, whether you're a hunter now or there used to be. Give us a call and give us one of your favorite deer hunting stories. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789, or text us on the Civic Media app. What is your favorite deer hunting story as we enter the opening weekend of gun deer season? Stay with us. This is the Todd Allball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mad Radio 92.7.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Brittany, how many barometers do you own? It's a meteorologist thing.
Tell us the truth.
I've got four in my house right now.
That's not terrible.
I scaled down.
How many did you used to have?
I give him his gifts now.
Are you re-gifting me a barometer, Brittany?
We're down to four. That sounds manageable.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
Welcome back to the Tonto Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Glad to have you along with us on this Friday, November 17th, 2023. 20 now past the hour of 12 noon. Perhaps you're taking a walk on a beautiful sunny day, at least here in Madison. Cooler here today, but still sunny, beautiful autumn fall day. Wanted to take a minute to just talk about Wisconsin deer hunting, which I understand not everybody is into, not everybody's a fan of, but I think for a lot of Wisconsinites, it is a family tradition. It's a friend tradition. A lot of people, a lot of communities will, you know, restaurants, bars, what have you, make a lot of money this weekend with the opening of Gun Deer Weekend. What are your favorite memories, favorite story of going deer hunting with family or friends over the years? Give us a call, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789, or text us on the Civic Media app. I started hunting, I can't remember, I guess, well, I was out in the woods with my granddad and my dad and uncles and whatnot, probably around, I don't know, 9, 10, 11, somewhere in there, just helping, you know, drive, do drives and whatnot, things like that. You kind of drive through the woods. You kind of walk alongside your dad or your uncle or what have you and help do a deer drive. And then went through hunter safety at around 11, 12. And my first gun that I went deer hunting with was a gift from my granddad. And it was a Remington 3030. Great little pump action rifle there. And went out. It's a light gun, you know, to go through the brush or whatnot. Great, great gun to hunt with. And so I had a 30-30 out there and used that for several years. And then eventually inherited and got one of my granddad's 30-06s, which is another great with a scope, a nice scope and everything. So, but I think for me, it wasn't so much whether I harvested a deer as it was just being out in the woods with family and friends. A lot of time, especially on Saturday afternoon, if you'd already gotten at least one deer, you did, you know, we did a little truck hunting, which, you know, you drive the truck or the vehicle to the back of the farm, back by the woods, and you'd sit in the truck. You know, you're going to be outside the truck, you know, but you'd be sitting in the truck listening to Matt LePay call the Badger game and you know, having some hot chocolate and some cookies and a bologna. Probably, you know, the best thing about it is you'd have a venison bologna sandwich. You're eating venison while you're sitting there waiting for deer to come through. And so you did that. And then maybe on Sunday, you know, you sat and you listened to, you know, at the time, Jim Irwin and Max McGee call the Packer game. But it was time just to hang out with family, to catch up, listen or watch a little football, do some gun deer hunting, have a bowl of chili, come in for lunch at lunchtime, have a bowl of chili, and then get back out there. And you try to at least get one deer that opening weekend. So you think, well, at least we got something in the freezer.
Right.
You, Mr. Summers? I know you've done some deer hunting in your time.
Yeah, it's definitely been a thing I do with my family. There are two main places we go hunting. My dad has access to some land about half an hour north of Manitowoc, and mm-hmm. we go there. But there's also a cabin that my grandpa has up north, and both are really good places for deer hunting. It's just more of a trip to the cabin, like a 3.5 hour drive or whatever. So that's more like the classic deer camp thing where everybody stays there for like a week or whatever. And we didn't really do any truck hunting as for me, but the similar thing, something that sounds very similar to that, is if we had a deer or two, Then we'd listen to the game or whatever on the radio in the garage up north while we're all cleaning the deer together. Which, for those of you who haven't hunted, that might sound gross. Cleaning as in, like...
Butchering
it.
All right. I mean, you've harvested the deer, and it takes somebody who really knows what they're doing. Now, my granddad, he knew how to do that. So there were... Usually, we would take our deer to the locker plant to get processed because we just weren't that good at making our own bologna or whatever. If you just want to, like, cut them up into steaks or whatever. But, I mean, you know, we always took it to the local locker plant, in particular, the Richland Locker and Richland Center, who does a great job, by the way. Cannot do better, I don't think, than those guys right there.
We would still bring it in, but we'd cut all the meat off the bone and stuff ourselves because then you don't have to pay for someone else to do that.
Right.
And it's not really that difficult. It's also not gross. Like, if you've ever cooked raw meat, it's just like that, except you're cutting it off the bone.
The statute of limitations has long since expired. So I'll tell one of the stories. There may or may not. I cannot confirm or deny. But there may or may not have been a time or two when I was young and there was a larger hunting party. And at that time, there was all these rules about you could only, they called it a party tag, where only one person in your party could harvest a doe, a female deer.
Right.
Everybody else had to get a buck. And so, you didn't have cell phones in those times. You might have had a bad walkie-talkie. But if you were hunting with, 10, 12 people and you were spread over, 100 acres, you didn't always communicate. So there may or may not have been a time when someone harvested an extra. Or as we say back in Richland Center, an extra. You might have had an extra once you got all back to, you're like, holy crap, what am I going to do? So you may have had to quickly clean and process that deer and put it in the freezer. It may have happened a time or two over the course of our deer hunting time.
Now with cell phones, it's a lot easier for that to not happen.
Yes.
And to not be a violator.
I can't confirm or deny. I'm just saying these things on occasion happen. Bad communication back in the late 70s, early 80s, as it were.
Well, even pretty recently, I remember hunting with walkie-talkies before we all had cell phones.
Mm.
They were probably a lot better.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And that's not to say I condone any of that. And certainly, you didn't get into poaching and all that kind of terrible stuff. I mean, that's terrible. But, I think if you hunt long enough, you get into one of those situations, apparently, especially if you hunt with a large group of people and under those rules at the time where it was just all this party tag stuff. And then it got to be one of the reasons I got out of deer hunting was because when CWD, chronic wasting disorder, broke out and that, that kind of makes you think a little bit because, I got my own problems with my brain. I don't need mad cow disease. But then I'll never forget this. One of the last years that my dad and my sister and I hunted, I was one of those that I'd get the rule book like the week before I got my license and I'd actually read it. I'd actually go through and make sure I knew what the rules were, what changes had happened. And one of the last years I hunted, they had earn a buck. And so you had to, hunt, some units, every state, the state is broken up into units. Sometimes they roughly align with county lines. Sometimes they don't. And so in your unit, you could only, earn a buck. You had to get a doe first, antlerless deer first. And so we got to noon and honest to goodness, the way it was written, I didn't know for sure. And so we went into town to a DNR station and I asked the dude, he had the map. I said, that's our farm. Can I just shoot anything or do I have to earn a buck? And he goes, well, I think you can shoot anything. Well, let me check with my associate here. Another DNR guy comes over and he goes, oh, no, you got to earn a buck. Like, literally, they couldn't tell me. And I'm like, the rules have just gotten, it's kind of like the reason that fishing got ruined for me. All the different, rules. You have to bring a slide ruler and everything else to go fishing.
All you need is if you have a boat, just have a sticker on your boat that's a measuring tape.
That's true. I'm a simple man, Mr. Zomers. I just, I want to just be outside, and I can do that. Anyway, if you're going deer hunting, good luck, be safe, and hunt wisely. Have a good hunt all across the state of Wisconsin. We'll come back and talk about your legislators across Wisconsin after this on the Todd Allball Show and Civic Media.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 W.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
CBS News Brief. The Carter Center says the body of former First Lady Rosalynn Carter will lie in repose at the Carter Presidential Library and Museum in Atlanta next week after Thanksgiving. Political analyst Larry Sabato on her legacy.
She was known as a steel magnolia, and I think that was an appropriate commentary on her personally. She was tough, but also very gracious.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott has endorsed former President Trump. They appeared together at an event near the border.
We need a president who's going to secure the border. We need a president who's going to restore law and order in the United States of America.
It's almost about time to hit the road, rails, and skies for Thanksgiving. CBS's Reed Cowan with some advice.
The busiest day to fly is going to be Wednesday. And for you drivers out there, if you hit the road on Wednesday, experts say leave by 11 a.m. to avoid what will be bumper-to-bumper traffic.
CBS News Brief, I'm Matt Piper.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Environmentalists are urging Governor Evers to stop a land swap to create a new luxury golf course on the shore of Lake Michigan. Two groups say the proposed exchange would set a bad precedent for state parks and protected lands. The plan would take 5 acres from the Kohler Andre State Park. Opponents say it would damage the shoreline environment. Supporters say a new golf course would bring economic development. Flu, COVID-19, and RSV are on the rise in Wisconsin. Health officials are urging people to get vaccinated. The Department of Health Services says hospital admissions for flu and RSV nearly doubled this week from last week. COVID-19 hospitalizations are also up slightly this month. Fewer than 1 in 4 people in Wisconsin have had the flu shot, and only 9% have had this year's COVID booster. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
Celebrating 75 years.
We got something going here in Madison.
On the ice.
Shoots and scores again.
Against the boards.
He hangs on. Badgers kill off the major.
Between the pipes.
Redirect another fantastic stop.
This is Badger Hockey.
Shoots one, scores. Wow.
It's everything.
For the win, he shoots and scores.
Badger Hockey lives here.
Keep it going, baby.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. High of 45 today, under cloudy skies, winds out of the east, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Chance for mixed precipitation tonight, 32. Tomorrow, high of 44. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 33.
Weather brought to you by Bug Tussle. Bug Tussle, we're out there because you're out there.
Bug Tussle, we're out there.
Saturdays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Looking for a reliable, fast, and unlimited internet provider? Look no further than Bug Tussle. Whether you're streaming, gaming, working, or learning, Bug Tussle has you covered. Bug Tussle has continued to serve the rural communities of Wisconsin for over 20 years by providing the most reliable, high-speed internet and excellent local customer service. Call 877-227-0924 or visit btussle.com to get started. Bug Tussle, we're out there because you're out there.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it. The moon.
Hey, everybody. You're listening to James Help Seth Pick the Next Theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry, though. It'll be fine.
Yeah, all right. You got me. I give up.
That's it. The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
I'm William Shatner, and I've been around a long time, but I'm truly humbled
when I see the real battles our brave, paralyzed veterans have faced defending our freedom.
I was on a routine patrol, and we were in the desert of Kuwait, and the vehicle flipped and landed on top of me, which left me paralyzed from the waist down.
Okay, folks, this is heroism. That's why I'm proud to support Paralyzed Veterans of America. Go to PVA.org to learn how you can make a difference.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Entitled, Mark Line has done nothing for universities and communities he represents. Talking about Howard Mark Line from Southwest Wisconsin represents just south of Wisconsin Rapids near Nisida area, kind of Nisida down to Mauston and all of Juneau County, and then down through near the Dells and Sauk County, over all of Richland County, then south of the Wisconsin River, Iowa County, including Dodgeville, kind of close to where House of the Rock is, over to Grant County, which goes all the way to the Mississippi River, University of Wisconsin, Platteville area, down to the line of the state line of Illinois, over to Lafayette County, including Darlington, and then over into Greene County and the beautiful city of Monroe. So it's a geographically, it's a huge area to cover in Southwest Wisconsin. And in fairness, it was the area that my former boss, Dale Schultz, represented before he retired and left the legislature, and Howard Mark Line succeeded him. And you've heard me talk on this program before, my frustration with Senator Howard Mark Line and Tony Kurtz and others who, for whatever reason, have decided to really not represent the area. So my question to you, and I truly am interested in this, it's not no obviously not a scientific poll, but just out of listeners and what you feel. Do you feel that your state legislator, be it your state representative or your state senator, do you feel that they are representing you and your best interests in the state legislature? 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can also text us on the Civic Media app. Download it on your Apple or Android device. There's a button there to text in or call in as well. Do you feel, and again, I don't have all the legislators for all of our different cities that we cover in my head, but no, Civic Media now has a very broad swath all across the state of Wisconsin. We cover, you know, central Southwest Wisconsin, Richland Center area. It kind of goes out from there. La Crosse, also Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, Amory area up to, you know, Hudson, Park Falls, Wisconsin Rapids, Wausau, Green Bay, Oshkosh, the Fox Valley, WAUK, into Milwaukee, Waukesha, WRJN, Racine, Kenosha. It's a large part of the state that Civic Media is over. So whether your legislator is Republican, Democratic, do you feel that your legislator is doing enough to represent you? Article in the Capital Times starts out this editorial. Howard Mark Line is one of the most powerful members of the state legislature, an ambitious political careerist who was first elected to the state assembly in 2010 and has served in the state Senate since 2014. Mark Line was president pro tem of the Senate from 17 through 2021 and currently serves as the Senate co-chair of the legislature's powerful Joint Finance Committee. His finance committee position In his finance committee position, he literally forges the state budget. As such, he is better positioned than just about anyone else in the Capitol to make sure the resources are directed to valuable and necessary projects, like keeping our state's universities open and strong. Yet when it comes to supporting universities in his 17th Senate district, which includes all of southwestern Wisconsin's Grant, Lafayette, Juneau, and Richland County, as much of Sauk, western Iowa, parts of Greene County, and stretches of eastern Vernon County, Mark Line keeps coming up short. So says the Capital Times. Earlier this year, As we have reported on this show, the former University of Wisconsin Richland campus and Richland Center ended its last semester. After more than 55 years as part of the UW system, providing Wisconsin students as well as many international scholars with the courses they needed to begin work on more than 200 majors. The Richland campus stopped providing in-person classes. UW Richland, which was known in its last year as UW-Platteville Richland, did not shut down because people in Richland Center, Richland County, or the rest of Southwest Wisconsin wanted it to go. In fact, they desperately wanted to save the school. They rallied to prevent the closure of the campus and make sound arguments for how to renew and expand services. So why did it close? The UW Board of Regents pointed to declining enrollment, but the real issue was declining support from state government. Richland County officials argued that enrollment figures dropped because the school had been undermined by the cutting of dedicated recruiting staff, international education initiatives, and popular programs such as College for Kids. Could the state have provided more money for UW-Richland? Of course. Wisconsin has a huge budget surplus, at the time over $7.1 billion, now down to around $4. So the money was available to save UW-Richland and other threatened campuses in the state. If only there had been a veteran legislator who is in a position to advocate for campuses that were targeted for cuts and closures. Someone who served, for instance, as co-chair of the Joint Finance Committee. And if only that legislator were committed to doing the right thing by UW-Richland, Richland Center, Richland County, and Southwest Wisconsin. The Capital Times writes, if only Howard Markline had put his constituents and their communities ahead of partisan loyalty to the Republican leadership in the legislature, who is currently at war with the UW system because Assembly Speaker Robin Voss doesn't like diversity, equity, and inclusion programs. But Markline failed to come through for UW-Richland. Indeed, former legislative aide on the list, me, in this piece, and quoted me as saying that it was set up for failure. And of course it was. My question is, wherever you live in Wisconsin, has your legislator done enough to represent you? 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Let's go to the phone lines. Speaking of Richland County, one of the great municipalities, not too far from the home farm, Yuba, Wisconsin. Let's go to Lee in Yuba. Lee, thanks for listening and calling in. What say you?
Hey, Todd, I couldn't agree with you more. Your assessment of Markline and Kurtz and Tranel and whoever the other one is.
Todd Novak from Dodgeville represents parts of Richland County as well.
Novak. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they've really done us a disservice. I'm a retired teacher, and, you know, what they're doing to education overall is just an atrocious move on their part. He wants people to be trained to work in factories instead of being able to think, and I think it's totally, totally useless. They've had several listening meetings, and that's the problem. They get to listen and pretend they're writing stuff down and nod their heads, but they will not answer any questions or do anything. But they've really decimated, or they're in the process of decimating the system. Platteville, when we were attached to Platteville, which was a big mistake, stole the students that we had here that were foreign exchange students that brought in money. And I mean, we're doing well. COVID kind of came in and created a problem for everyone. Mm-hmm. But then they had no interest in education. I think they really, really messed things up, and they do not represent the best interests of our community. So I'll listen to your response, and I thank you so much for bringing this topic up, because I think it's who we are, Wisconsinites. We're forward, mm-hmm. and these people are going backwards. So thanks, Todd.
Hey, thank you, Lee. Really appreciate the call. Lee from Yuba out in Southwest Wisconsin. asking the question, do you feel that your legislator, no matter where you live in Wisconsin, no matter this program goes statewide across the state, do you feel that your legislator represents your interests? 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789, or you can text us on the app. I appreciate Lee's call from Yuba, and this is the one that I'm most keenly aware of, this set of legislators, just because A, I am from that area, B, and in complete full disclosure, I've set up this program before. One of my deep regrets in politics, not all, but there are some regrets, certainly. One of them is that I actually helped get Howard Markline elected to the assembly in 2010. Went out and did doors for him on a couple, three different occasions. Attended his inauguration, and a lot of us thought this is going to be great. He seems like a decent guy. Boy, were we wrong. So, you know, I have to take partial responsibility for this guy. And the sad thing is, he's very much like Howard Markline is very much like Scott Walker. The way that they campaigned and the way that they governed are very different. Kind of a bamboozlement, if you will. And Lee's absolutely right. I went to some of these meetings in Richland County when they were discussing the closure of the campus. And I think what frustrates me and a lot of other people is that there was overwhelming support in the community for saving the campus. And people are not stupid out there, all right? They realize that there might have to be some give and take. Certainly in today's world, the mission of the facility might change. Things can't stay stagnant or the same. But again, I go back to, we had about a year ago, we had a former chancellor of the UW colleges on this program. And she said she had put together in 2018 a proposal to change the mission, but not to close any of the 13 two-year center campuses, Kathy Sandine. And when you went to Richland Center, I assume at Washington County, and I assume at Fond du Lac as well, these other campuses are closing, you didn't see a bunch of all Democrats in the audience. You didn't see a bunch of all Republicans. What you saw was a mix, and nobody there at these meetings that I heard tried to make this a partisan issue. And there were all these signs in Richland County that said, save our campus. And those signs that said save our campus were in the yards of people who normally put up Biden signs and people who normally put up Trump signs. This is an issue that cut across party lines. People said, I don't care about partisanship. This campus is good for our community. And the fact is that Howard Markline in particular and Tony Kurtz and others did not listen to their own constituents. And this is what I find the most disturbing, is that legislators have stopped listening to their constituents. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Let's go to the phones. Karina in Milwaukee. Thanks for calling, Karina. Do you feel your legislator represents your interests?
Oh, I don't think so. And I'm here in this country as of 1995, and the difference, radical difference between is the healthcare and education, because I never could understand at first. I couldn't understand at first, and now I do, why such a great country would not invest in education and healthcare. And I understood at some point, especially where the Trump come up in the play, that it's easy to rule and fool sick and dumb people.
Yeah.
Well, and that's what they're trying to do.
Yeah, it's
they don't want to provide health care. They don't want to provide education. So you don't have an intelligent conversation and just move people as a stuck.
Right. And I don't mean to put you on the spot, about 20 seconds left, but you're a state senator and state representative. Have you ever talked to them? Do you know who they are? You're ones that represent you?
Honestly, I don't.
Yeah. A lot of people don't.
I don't.
A lot of people don't. That's because they stay so isolated, right, and insulated. Karina, always great. Love your calls. Thank you so much. Appreciate it, Karina. If you're on the lines, do not hang up. We will take your call on the other side. More on if your legislator represents you. Don't go anywhere. This is the Tunnel Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Dance Goes Wisconsin with...
My name is Juanita Segura, and I was diagnosed in November of 2014 with non-small cell lung cancer. The first time I heard about biomarker testing was actually my husband. He just started researching about lung cancer.
And I found out about biomarker testing, and I'm like, why not? Let's try it.
I'm Dr. Jorge Gomez, thoracic medical oncologist at the Mount Sinai Hospital. Comprehensive biomarker testing is looking for either substances in the blood or mutations in some of the genes of the cancer cells that can help us identify special types of lung cancer that can be treated with what we call targeted therapies.
Letting my children know brought all of us a sense of hope. To give them hope that mom is gonna be around to see you grow up. And I promised them that.
Ask your doctor about how comprehensive biomarker testing before treatment may help you and your doctor decide on the best treatment for you. Visit nooneMissed.org for more.
A public service message from Longevity Foundation.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Now 10 before the hour of 1 o'clock on Friday, November 17th. Mr. Sommer's on the board. Glad to have you along with us. Glad for the phone calls and participation. You can text us on the Civic Media app or give us a call there as well. Talking about this opinion page, this opinion editorial in the Capital Times, calling out State Senator Howard Markline, Republican of the Spring Green area in Southwest Wisconsin, who happens to be the co-chair of the very powerful Joint Finance Committee, the Budget Writing Committee. And it's known as the co-chair as one of the most powerful positions in the state legislature. Past co-chairs have wielded enormous power to either help their home district or do good things in Wisconsin. I mean, they're controlling the committee that controls the money, where our tax dollars go. And the Cap Times points out that in this case of the closure of the UW-Richland campus, Howard Markline had the power to step in and use his abilities, his position, to save that campus, and he chose not to. And so the question I have for you across the state of Wisconsin is, do you feel that your legislator is representing your interests? 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789, off the text line, WMDX here in Madison. Question, do you think the Republicans want these buildings free for private schools? A great question by the caller here in Madison. I don't know is the short answer. Certainly there is a movement, an attack on public education, both K-12 and post-secondary. But in this case, it appears that the state is going to, because the way these two-year centers are set up under the lease and contract, the buildings are maintained by the state, or by the buildings are maintained rather by the counties. And the state does all the programming. So the buildings are technically still, the land is still owned by the county. And so there's a lot of legal things they have to go through here. So the buildings are not going to go into private schools unless the county would somehow make some sort of an arrangement for that. And that's a long legal part of it. But great, great question. The short answer is I don't think so. Let's go to the phone lines, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. From Central Wisconsin, Dennis in Central Wisconsin. Thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Thanks for taking my questions. And to answer your question of whether they're responsible, legislators are responsible to the constituents, my answer is no.
And do you, I don't mean to put you on the spot. You don't have to name them, but have you ever met? Do you know who your state senator and assembly person is or not?
Oh yeah, I'm Senator Teston from over at Point. I've emailed or texted both my senator and my legislator assembly person in regards to being able to legalize medical marijuana, sure, or hemp in this state. We're surrounded by states that have it, not only medical but also recreational, and we're just losing a source of revenue for the state that is slipping over the borders.
And did you get a response back of your email?
Well, yes. Testing sent me an email back and says he's responsible. He was going to start out a legislative, what would you call it, proposal for medical marijuana. You know, so I waited and waited, and nothing. It either went in committee and got burnt out there by the Republicans, or it never materialized because the Democrats are trying to get it legalized right away.
Right.
And the people that are doing this don't know the first thing of whether it's good for you or bad for you.
Yeah.
And you ask the doctor, and they don't want to say nothing because they don't want to hang their legs right off.
Dennis, I really appreciate the call. I got other people I got to get to, but Dennis, thank you so much. Call back again. We appreciate your listenership. Let's go quickly to Port Edwards, beautiful Port Edwards. Rob in Port Edwards, you are on. Do you feel that your legislator represents your interests? Rob, go ahead.
Hello. Hi. I'm sorry. I believe I've got Teston and Scott Krug and the fantabulous Van Orden, right, meaning we're not very well represented. Mm-hmm. And looking at the actual issue of funding education, whether it's Richland Center or it's Madison or whichever, this is out of the Koch brothers' playbook. And they are very, very content, in fact, excited if there is a very dumb electorate. Mm-hmm. The less people know, the less educated they are, and you know this, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you swim in this pond, there's folks that are not dumb or stupid, but they're ill-informed or naive.
Yep.
And as long as those folks are being fed, you know, the lightest bright shiny object and the latest little spoon-fed pablum that greases their skids, they're all in.
Yep.
Without actually, you know, like the previous caller, they aren't digging into the actual issues and understanding what they mean.
Yep.
And it's probably a big reason why the House of Representatives could care less if they have a speaker or if they pass a single bloody law.
Yeah.
No government, right? That's right. The concept.
Appreciate the call, Rob. Thank you so much, Rob of Port Edwards. Do you feel that your legislator or legislators represent your interests? 844-967-2789. Let's go to Milwaukee. Scott, Milwaukee, thanks for listening. What say you?
Yes, good afternoon. Like your show today, like the topic.
Thank you much.
About the legislature, it's a good one, but I want to back up to your position about, I believe you stated the primary reason that the campus closed, the extension campus down by Platteville there, Richland Center, was a lack of funding. But as someone who's been involved with education 10 years, and I travel all over the state, see different campuses, it is declining enrollment. I can assure you. And it's not just, most of us know that are listening around the state, it's not just public institute closing. Cardinal Stritch closed in Milwaukee due to declining enrollment, as well as some fiscal issues there. But there are already a number of UW campuses, unfortunately, that are operating in the red because the students are not there. And in 2025, it's going to really, a number of them are going to really fall off the cliff based on demographics, or when they're going to be an all-time low.
And I respect I'm running out of time here, Scott. I respect the call. I agree there is declining enrollment, but the Richland Center had their key recruiter not funded. And when the local foundation offered $600,000 to keep that recruiter, Platteville and System said no. So I think it's a balance of not having enough funding to get good recruiters to help keep enrollment where it's at. Back with more in Hour 2. Don't go anywhere. The Todd Allball Show on Civic Media.
Broadcasting from Civic Media Global Headquarters on State Street, this is Mad Radio 92.7 W.
Locally grown radio, WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
The morning show on WFHR. It's informative.
Have neither of you been on sleigh rides before?
Yeah, never. Never. No. I've never been on.
Really? Mm-hmm. I've been on like dozens. Oh, my gosh.
We gotta do
and that. I don't even like winter.
What kind of life are you living, Seth?
He was way up in the... He was in the, like, really...
Northern Minnesota, yeah. I mean, come on.
Every neighbor has a sleigh in their barn.
Big words from someone from Toma.
Oh, it's on now, bro.
Every weekday from 8 to 10 on Locally Grown Radio.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Matt Piper. Former First Lady Rosalynn Carter is being remembered for her advocacy, public service, compassion, and grit. She died Sunday at the age of 96.